Welcome to this week's episode of Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm your host, Chloe Rickards. Today we're continuing our series on Nora Center Naturalists. In just a bit, you'll hear Dr. Giselle Hurtado, the Assistant Director of the Kenneth S. Nora Center at UC Santa Cruz. This center houses collections of over 130,000 plants, fungi, lichen, marine algae, insects, fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, for use by researchers, teachers, students, and the community. The collections are mainly organized for research and classroom use, and you can view them too. The Nora Center's fall quarter hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Fridays. And now, let's hear from Dr. Giselle Hurtado. All right. Hello. Today with me, I have Dr. Giselle Hurtado. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. As mentioned, my name is Dr. Giselle Hurtado. I am a wildlife biologist by training, and I earned my PhD in ecology and evolutionary biology. So I work a lot with vertebrates, in particular a lot with mammals, and I do a lot of science education. But yeah, so that's me kind of in a nutshell there on my education aspect of things.
Can you describe your background as a naturalist or what got you started?
I got started, I loved to be outdoors and my family would go camping a lot and hiking a lot. And so that was always something fun that I liked to do growing up. And then when I went into my community college courses, I took biology and I told the mentor, I'm like, I like working with the animals. So that's literally where I was. And so she said, okay, why don't you go get an internship? And I did. And I worked with wolves and bison and coyote for close to a year. And I was like, well, that's it. I want to do this. So that's what I ended up doing. And I'm still doing now.
That's fantastic. Can you describe what you do at the Kenneth Norris Center?
So here at the Norris Center, I'm the assistant director. So a lot of what I do is work directly with students and particularly in the internships and internship program. So we have a variety of internships for students. So things like working with plants, working with animals, working in taxidermy, preparing specimens for the museum, working with trying to decrease bird window collisions on campus, working with collaborators like Dr. Ocampa here on campus, and a variety of other projects. So a lot of what I do is help manage students and curate students so that they can actually get those experiences, which of course help them in their career goals and their education goals.
How do centers like the Kenneth Norris Center contribute towards conservation education? You spoke to education a little bit, but yeah, what about conservation?
For conservation, of course, we have specimens. We have over 130,000 specimens here in the museum. It's a variety of specimens from vertebrates such as birds and mammals to fungi and insects. And so in our collections, we have a lot of local collections so that students can directly learn about different species, but also research collections where researchers can come and learn about different species and also compare. So things like genetic analysis or morphological analysis or verifying what they're seeing being the same species or a different species. And so this goes a long way, not only in conservation and research aspect of things, but also educating students and the public about different aspects about education. And of course, we also go out and do outreach education events and of course, talking to our students here on campus.
Thank you for listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. Special thanks to my guest, Dr. Giselle Hurtado. Tune in next week to hear part two of this interview. In the meantime, come visit the Nora Center. The Nora Center is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Fridays. Thank you all for listening.